This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a game coming up on Sunday. We got a game coming up tonight. Cavaliers trying to make it 14-0, but we also have a fight tonight. Not between Lyme and I think we know who would win that. If it were no holds barred, who would win? Would you win?
Oh, you think I'd bring in a foreign object?
Yes. I think you would walk into the place with a foreign object in your hand and then a foreign object to somehow on your person.
I always see him putting rolls of quarters around the studio.
Yeah.
Like just he's ready in case. To
go. If it were no holds barred, I think Lyman might get me.
I bring the sand. The sand is the
of
best.
Of course.
Because
it's ceremonial.
But you don't have to be precise with the sand.
You'd give it away because I think you'd come in dressed as Mr. Fuji. So that would be the difference. Who, according to Pony, had a torrid love affair with a neighbor of his growing up. Yeah.
Now that's a neighborhood I want to live in.
Yeah, exactly. He said he would see Mr. Fuji going over there. I'm like, are you sure it was Mr. Fuji? Are you sure? Oh, yeah, it was Mr. Fuji. Because they were only in town when wrestling was in town. I go, okay, that's
amazing.
I don't know why you'd make that up, Andrew. So I guess I'm going to have to just believe you because no one would just make it. If you said Slick was coming over, maybe I wouldn't believe you. But since it's Mr. Fuji,
yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and take your word for it.
Certain stories that even as outlandish as they seem, yeah, they can be so outlandish that you're like, that has to be true.
You're like, why would you make that up? Who would make that up? Why would you bother making that up? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, we will get the Fairview Park update coming up here in a little bit. However, there is a fight tonight. Mike Tyson taking on Jake Paul. They will be boxing. They will be 8 rounds at 2 minutes. They are 14-ounce gloves. You have a 58-year-old man who has ulcers and what seems to be a bad ticker taking on a 27-year-old athlete who just started boxing a couple of years ago. Now, is it him or Logan that does the WWE?
Logan.
Logan does the WWE. Yes. I got to tell you, they're both great athletes.
They're great athletes, yeah.
Didn't they both wrestle? Were they both wrestling?
Yeah, I think Logan was the better.
Was one of them supposed to play football at OU, Ohio University,
and may have done it for a year? I've heard so many stories on. Well, Logan went to Hollywood and Jake followed. I don't think Jake was out of high school yet.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
But, you know, who knows? You've heard 8,000 different things.
I get them mixed up. I have no idea. So there's a fight tonight. And online, it's different. On your betting apps, it's different. But, man, I walk around. People are bringing up the fight. And they're going, is Mike Tyson going to kill him? Is Mike Tyson going to kill him? Mike Tyson's going to, like, could he die in the ring? And I'm going, guys, he's 58 years old. He's got a bunch of ulcers. Did you see the last time he fought at 39 years old? Now, he fought a trained boxer, but the guy was still a journeyman. I go, I'm afraid Jake Paul's going to beat the brakes off that old man. I hope I'm wrong. I think some people are either A, living in the past, Anthony, or B, it's wishful thinking.
Yeah, because they want the Paul brothers. They don't even know which Paul brother it is.
Any
member of the Paul family, they want to lose and they want to do it in humiliating fashion because how have they done this? How have they been able to use, it started with Vine, then the YouTube fame, then the celebrity boxing route, and they've carefully, curated the opponents over time to be like, oh, here's the UFC guy that was one of the worst boxers in the UFC. Let's put him in there that has no knockout power. Okay, and the thing is, like, it would seem that Jake has enough chops. Like, he's not one of the top 100 fighters in his weight class, like boxers in his weight class, mm-hmm. right? Probably not even top 150.
Well, he's fighting tomato cans,
but
isn't he?
But he's reputable enough. They say he has a right hand that is pretty vicious, and he's clearly a good athlete. He's been training like a real boxer, so he's got enough ring time now that the mismatch here is this Tyson's age. Like, if it were 10 years ago,
yeah,
you'd pick Tyson.
Yeah, I have no doubt that any one of the Paul brothers could go over there and kick the bleep out of the guy working at the Take 5. What I'm saying is, like, could he beat a trained boxer? Well, Mike Tyson is a former world champion, but he's 30 years older than this guy. 31 years older than this guy. So I fear, if anything, I think I'm fearing for Mike Tyson. I don't think Mike Tyson's going to get killed by Jake Paul, even though I think Jake Paul said literally he wants to kill him, which is not necessarily in the spirit of good sportsmanship.
That's exactly in the spirit of what they want for this fight. They wanted these guys to look like lunatics, crazed lunatics, sell this fight.
They got it.
And they got some antics yesterday. I mean, in the first video that I saw, Mike Tyson's up there in a very, very revealing, like, not even a Speedo. He's wearing flat-out underwear from the 70s.
Let's take a look at this.
You got to take a look at it. There's no way you don't take a look at it. And he looks in great shape. By the way, is there drug testing at all? I'm just asking questions.
I'd imagine not.
So
we don't need to ask that question, do we?
I mean, that's the fact that this is sanctioned by an athletic commission shocked me to begin with. That's why I asked, was there going to be drug testing involved with this? So he slaps. He does a very out of nowhere slap, which people are saying out of nowhere. This was totally scripted. It might have been. He slaps him in the face. And Jake loves it. He totally embraces it.
We have Jake Paul's reaction here. Do we? Go ahead.
Mike Tyson, I thought that was a cute slap, buddy, but tomorrow you're getting knocked the out. I'm him up, Barrio. I'm him up. He hits like a it's personal now. It's personal now. He must die.
I don't believe any of this.
No, of course not.
I don't believe that.
Of course not. That's the only thing that's missing in this, because he's had some genuine fights where both guys wanted you bought it. You totally had the buy-in. This is not that. This is they're just fighting because they're making a lot of money. Even though they were in the other fights too.
Yeah.
But you felt a hatred for some of his battles, because he was going up against guys at the UFC that had cut promos before, that knew what they were doing. Tyson's just he's not even in the crazy zone I wanted him to be in. With all that said, I'm still going to watch it. I'm going to be at home. The kids are going to be asleep. It's on Netflix. There's no barrier to watch this. We pull up Netflix every night, so it's the easiest thing in the world to pull this up tonight. And he'll probably fight around 11, 11:30, right after the Cavs game. Cavs game will be over. It'll be perfect. So Cavs are going for 14 in a row, and then move it over. There's like 8 fights on this undercard, so they'll probably end up fighting 11, 11:30 because it's in Dallas.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to it in a weird way. Even though I said 4 years ago they started talking about this, because I was doing a show on CBS Sports Radio
about Mike Tyson,
where
Jake
they
Paul?
First talked about it, and I'm like, this should not be sanctioned. He's going to get killed. Well, after 4 years later, I mean, we've had time to think about the consequences of this, and everybody seems fine with it. And I think they said he's going to make $40 million, Tyson's going to make $20 million.
We had celebrity.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boxing at one point. I mean, Tonya Harding was out there fighting people. Manute Bol, didn't Manute Bol fight somebody on Fox one time? Like
Spud Webb?
He fought the fridge, didn't he?
No, did he?
No, he fought the fridge. Oh,
he fought somebody big.
They were all bad. None of those fights were ever good. No. They were all terrible. They were all wearing headgear. I thought this would have headgear. It's not. So they're going to let him fight. Now, the gloves are different.
14 ounces.
Yeah, they're 14 ounces. What, sparring gloves?
Big gloves.
Yeah, Manute fought the fridge.
Wow. That is a...
Joey Buttafuoco fought China.
Are you kidding me?
In this day and age...
What year was
that
this?
That would be amazing. In this political climate, that would be incredible.
2002?
Well, we went to a weird place at one time in this country, didn't we? Joey Buttafuoco fought China.
Oh, by the way, those fights were on Fox.
Yeah, they were.
The Murdoch family was loving every minute of it.
Anywho...
Tonya Harding fought Paula Jones.
I remember that. That's the one we're talking about.
No, the one I remember is Screech and Paula Jones. And what was the
Danny Bonaducci?
No. Oh. Horshack? I think it was Horshack.
Maybe it was.
I think it was.
It was Horshack.
and that's the thing. Is Jake Paul, is he a celebrity boxer that would be like the best celebrity boxer ever?
Yeah, yes.
That's
he's
what
fighting
he is,
MMA
right?
guys
yes.
in boxing. So yeah, he would it, like
he's
if he
fighting
were on,
guys with chops.
If he were on that card of the Fox celebrity boxing card, yeah, he'd beat them all up. He'd beat them all up. There would be no doubt. This, I just think a lot of people are like, I think it goes to show you how low boxing's gone in the general public. Where, now, like, if it were a Floyd Mayweather fight back in the day, like, yeah, they're paying attention to it. Really, a lot of other stuff. And every sport needs people who love it. So, to the boxing people out there, to the Sean Porters out there, I'm sorry. But it's like, I think a lot of people, they saw Mike Tyson bite Evander Holyfield's ear, and they just stopped watching it. Because I think a lot of people just think of Mike Tyson as the Mike Tyson we remember. You know, the black trunks, knocking people out in 30 seconds, mm-hmm. people gathering. I remember my dad, the family members all going over to houses and stuff like that. Like everybody would go over to Mike Roma's house back in Perry to watch Mike Tyson fights. Like that, I think that's where people are remembering Mike Tyson from. And it's like, well, he's 58 years old now, guys. Like this is an older gentleman who's fighting Jake Paul again, who's 27 years old. Feels like he's 50 years old himself because he's been in the media for as long as I can remember.
Was Mike Tyson in 1988-89, he was always called the baddest man on the planet, even though when you look back at his actual matches, it's a little dubious at times.
What do you mean?
He was definitely set up for success. Like he had some good, don't get me wrong, out of prison it was a total joke. Like I think Lennox Lewis actually, they paid him to step away so that they could build up Mike Tyson again before he got to Evander Holyfield, before he got to Lennox Lewis.
Well, like
because they knew at that point he wasn't good enough.
Trevor Burbick was the heavyweight champion when he beat him back in what, 86? 86.
It was
here.
A rough time.
He was 20 years old.
Yeah, that was considered a very rough time for that weight class in boxing. So
Larry
Holmes. That's why people will say he never truly
Spinks
was beating the best of the best, but he was the guy that I was going to ask you, like in 1988, 1989, was he as big as anybody? Was he as big a star in the U.S.?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, people have got to understand how gigantic he was.
Yes, he was.
And that just won't ever happen again for a boxer. That's why fans would rather watch boxers they know that aren't even really good at boxing get together and match up than they would the best in the world at this. It seems like they don't care about who the best in the world at actually boxing is. They'd rather watch guys they know box, which is crazy.
Francois Botha, remember him? Oh, my God. Andrew Galata.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyson failed a drug test. That was a little rough. Then Lennox Lewis, as you said, and then it all went kind of to hell.
And Lennox Lewis is so outclassed him, like was just so much better. The reach was, I'll never forget those fights. I remember that was my sister's friends. They were all 9, 10 years older, and they had huge, they had 20, 25 people over
you gonna,
for every single one of those fights.
You going to stay up for this one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is, like I said, they made it easy as ever before. It's Netflix around 11, 1130, probably, maybe midnight, who knows. Watch it, go to bed. I don't think it'll be very long. I think they'll give them two rounds because they'll feel like, hey, people are wanting to see something here. Unless one of them just gets knocked out, immediately.
Since it's on Netflix, can't I just go back tomorrow and watch it in the morning?
Well, it'll be on Twitter. This will probably be an 8 a.m. fight for me.
It'll be on Twitter immediately. Yeah.
Well, it will be, but if you try to avoid it, like I told you this, there's a coach on Axel's team who is such an Ohio State fan, he got mad. We were at a playoff game, one of ours, because we're that good. This is before Ohio State owned. We're at a playoff game. There we go. We were at a playoff game, and he got mad because they were announcing the Ohio State score during timeouts and stuff like that. They were announcing it. He got mad because he wanted to come home and watch it.
I tried to do that with a Browns game one time, coming off a flight. They're playing the Steelers, and I'm like, phone's off, not checking texts. I'm literally going to get home, watch the game so I can talk about it tomorrow. And immediately we get on the shuttle bus off the airport to get to the parking lot. Someone goes, oh my God, Baker just threw another interception. I'm like, oh my God, I already know.
That's what's difficult. Imagine, again, a couple of weeks ago, I get in the car, I got the boys, and I hear Siciliano, that's sack number 6 on the day, and I'm going, all right! Browns are down by 17. How? It's always the worst when you get in, and you're like, oh, you think you're going to get something good, and it ends up being really bad. Yeah. But yeah, you get to watch the Cavs tonight, and then you get to watch Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. And then you get to go to bed.
And the only thing that sucks is the Stipe fight's getting no run. It's getting publicity.
That's tough. Poor Stipe. How old is he now? 42, 43?
42.
He's taking on John Jones. I just figured, honestly, to be frank with you guys, I just didn't feel that fight would ever happen. I didn't think that John Jones could stay clean enough.
I'm still kind of skeptical that it's still going to happen.
Honestly, I'm really surprised. Like, I know Dana White sits there and talks about him being, like, the greatest fighter ever, and that's great. But I'm like, man, every time I get excited to see a fight this guy has, he's like, he's on dope again. So
we'll find out. Remember, they do the real weigh-in at the hotel with, like, no cameras or anything. They do the weigh-in. If he gets past that, we'll be in good shape. We'll actually have a fight.
Okay. So there will actually be a fight maybe tomorrow if, John Jones stays off the gas.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.